interesting day of weather going on around the world today. A lot of frost is being reported in quite a few areas. I know that seems kind of a little strange for the end of May, but that's what we're doing. We're seeing frost in Minnesota and Wisconsin this morning. Some freezes actually occurred in a few locations in some of the fringe areas of crop country. Minor damage may have occurred, but not permanent losses. We've also seen frost this morning in Europe, and the last 3 days we've seen frost and light freezes occurring in northern Russia. So there's still an awful lot of cool air around in this hemisphere that we live in, and it looks like that is going to continue to fuel more rain across parts of the Midwest, which is certainly not going to be a very good thing at all, if not for the northwestern parts of the region. Showers and thunderstorms will occur on a regular basis, taking us through this next full week across Minnesota, the Dakotas, portions of Iowa, Wisconsin. All of that northwestern Corn Belt area is going to be subjected to rain and thunderstorms on a frequent basis, frequently enough that field work will be very limited, and that's not a good thing since we're getting close to the cutoff point for some of the insurance on some of these crops. And it looks like the forecast is going to continue to promote enough precipitation that even if they do get a break, which there will be a few, but it won't be long enough for the ground to dry up enough to get into the fields aggressively. So we're really quite concerned about that area. In contrast to that, the lower parts of the Midwest taking a little break from the rainy weather we've had this year. Most of the Ohio River Valley and portions of Missouri and even parts of Kansas will likely be dry through a big part of the coming week. We do expect maybe a chance for some rain in the first week of June across those areas. The rain is not expected to be very heavy, however, probably running a quarter to a half inch in some of those southern areas. The rain totals that occur here this weekend into early next week will be by far most significant from Nebraska and the Dakotas eastward into Michigan. And in this region, we'll see rain totals probably running in the range of about 3/4 of an inch to 2.5 inches. And Iowa, as well as eastern Nebraska and eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota, will be kind of a ground zero, if you will, for the areas of heaviest rainfall, and the least amount of potential farming will likely occur in those areas outside of maybe today. We'll look for temperatures across the Midwest to slowly work their way warmer. It's really quite chilly this morning, as you know, and it looks like it's going to be very chilly again tomorrow morning across a fairly large part of the northern and eastern Midwest, in particular the Great Lakes region, south-southeastward into actually parts of the Carolinas and Virginia. A lot of temperatures will drop off into the 40s overnight with some middle and upper 30s expected. It wouldn't be surprising to see a few extreme lows tomorrow morning, maybe down into the frost range across a few pocketed areas, but we do not expect to see crop damage of a significant level occur in any of the key production areas. Temperatures will turn around, though, from our highs this afternoon, the upper 50s and 60s in the Great Lakes region and 70s in other areas, to the range of upper 70s and 80s expected in many areas as we go through the work week next week. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see those drier areas in the southwest and south-central parts of the Midwest get up around 90 degrees as we get towards the middle part of next week, and that will help to accelerate the drying process but put a little stress out there for a few crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.